Blog Talk Radio.
Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto men. But thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous word. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who hast done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? Thou, which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame, are brought unto shame, are brought unto shame. My deceit, my deceit, my deceit, my deceit, my deceit, my deceit. My mercy, 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 my mercy,
keep the rubber dog spinning. Listen to one, the messenger speaking.
Thank you.
sidewalk and beg bread. Not one of my seeds shall sit in the sidewalk and beg your bread.
All that candy, you know nothing more.
And verily, verily, I'm saying to the eyes, I am possessed. And in love I manage to do things all to get together. What's wrong with loving one another? Who can all to get together? What's wrong with you, my brother? I'm just yeah. We are the sheep of my pasture. So there it is, thou shalt be saved.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
He that know the right and do it wrong shall be spanked with many strides. When the heathen have come, your children step wide. Even though they make mention of them and those,
fire
they will never be friends.
Fire,
you know why? You know why? Yes, them have the heart of a pagan. Your children have the heart of a lion, I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous shod in the countenance of the Almighty One. Them have the heart of demons. Your children have the heart of a lion, I know.
Yes, people, yes,
fire,
world of people,
fire,
especially
fire,
in
fire.
A black people, me a chat to me.
Fire.
You try a little grudge, you try
fire,
a little
fire, fire.
Corruption, you try drugs.
Wanna
just a sell up on and try love. Well, right now, you know, we follow the prophets from the priests from the day before. Yeah, so just say, and all this prophet before we say we believe in love and unity.
Fire.
Yeah. So Rasta say, and all the Rastas before we say we believe in love and unity. So just say, Africans come together, East, West, North and South Africa, improve our sex. We must unite together, even organize and unite, we have a future. Still have to say, let there be a united Africa, and Ethiopia be the headquarter. But some fool go behind the back of the son of Jah. From that day until now, we don't stop suffer. You don't want to organize and unite with your brother, but you choose to smoke and drink liquor with a stranger. We may want more than black, I wish that time get blacker. This is a black lion, it is something not simple. Could never forget the struggle of poor mama Africa, the big ship. It's a sail across the water. I know the ship is good enough up in a Jamaica. Step off of the ship if it's plantation owner. With a bus craft, me back and I tear me shoulder. You have to run like me brother with them car. Couldn't I run away to stay in a runaway bay. The struggle of Africa cannot go away. If it's up in a me head, me rewind and play. So the younger generation about to fall in. So just say, Africans come together, East, West, North and South Africa, improve our sex. We must unite together, even organize and unite we now. You can feel as we say, let it be a united Africa, and Ethiopia fi be the headquarter. Listen, black is me joy and pride. How can you forget that is the same boat we ride? Kill we one another and I promote genocide with the whole of them. But we don't see it and vibe. Hurt me so much, me have to make and organize. Pick up corruption from under disguise. Bring reality to the youth, them eyes. So them no people follow the Pope and his guys. Nothing takes accept the knowledge of the wise. So they don't be a victim, being victimized. Yeah. So just say, and all the prophet before we say we believe in love and unity. Unite. So just say, and all the prophet before we say we believe in love and unity. If the Jews do not forget Hitler and his army, how can we forget the struggle which is slavery? Things that the wicked do not seem to amaze me, cause them no build no school for educate with people. Instead them build jailhouse and penitentiary and justify judge one fine with guilty. And them figure get to youth and many to society. So you check you, my brother, and me check me. And bring more love in the black community. Unity is strength between you and me. So just say, and Rasta say, so just say, Africans come together, East, West, North, and South Africa, improve our sex. We must unite together, even the organized and unite we now, but you just say,
now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
here we have today's daily song. We have song. We have psalm 9 according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek.
Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel men. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many. But thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who hast done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? Thou, which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame, are brought unto shame, are brought unto shame.
My deceit, 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 my book, my book, my
Ain Alain 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 Psalm LXXI I Ain Alain 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 Psalm LXXI Psalm 71 according to the Sefer Tehillim and the Cipher according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews after the Order of Melchizedek Melchizedek we have today's daily psalm Psalm Ain Aleph, Ain Aleph, Ain Aleph, the 71st Psalm, prayer. It's a prayer right here in old age. No superscription heads the psalm, the Mizmor, today's daily psalm. It lacks all clues of to its authorship as to who is the author. Lacking all clues to its authorship, there's no superscription, no superscription to today's daily psalm. But it's themed is prayer in old age. It is a prayer offered by an old man who has had to suffer many trials and is still undergoing hardship from relentless enemies. These enemies against this old man and the prayer in old age. His confidence is in Exiah, the sustainer, the good, the generous father, he who be, we be, his divine majesty, in Elohim, the true good, the true God, his confidence, his confidence is in Jah, to whom he addresses his petition right here in today's daily psalm. Now, The speaker may have been Dawid, David. Others think of the speaker as being Yeremiah, or Jeremiah, Ermias. The personal note, it predominates, but at times his thoughts, and I thoughts in today's daily psalm, it turns to the needs of his people, the needs of Amo, the needs of Jah people. Now, whoever he was, whoever was this old man, he was familiar with other psalms and draws upon them to voice, invoca, put in voice, in word, sound, power, his feelings, his sentiments. Yet, his prayer and the prayer right here, it possesses a singular beauty. It's eitiful, beautiful, and the tenderness all of its own. So we have today's daily psalm, Psalm Ayin Aleph. Ayin Aleph, Hebraically speaking, Psalm LXXI, Psalm 71, a prayer in old age. Now, today's daily psalm, just looking over today's daily psalm and going through a couple of the highlights here, we have verses 1 to 3. Verses 1 to 3, his trust, Be'Elohim, his trust in Elohim, in the true good, in the true God, verses 1 to 3. Verses 4 to 13, his appeal, the appeal for deliverance, for deliverance, rescue, safety, victory, escape. For that deliverance, the appeal for deliverance. And in verses 14 to 16, his and I steadfast hope, expectation in the yea and the amen, be'Elohim, in Elohim, the true good, in the true God. Verses 14 to 16. Verses 17 to 20, the lesson. What is the lesson? The lesson from all these trials, the testing. Right, and the baraka, the blessing. But firstly, what is the lesson? Give us a teaching. Right? The teaching of his magic. We don't want no devil's philosophy. Give us a teaching of the Ancient of Days. Prayer, yeah, in old age. What's the lesson of his long life? The lesson of his long life. Then we have in verses 17 to 20, then coming to the latter part of this psalm, right, and riding up to the fullness. It doesn't have a particular section over here after verse 20, but we have verses 21 to 24, which is also part of that, the lesson after the trials and tribulation and the baraka, right, the baraka, the blessing. So we have a prayer right here, a prayer in old age, right, a prayer in old age. Let's ride up with the first three verses here in the Tehillim, the Sefer Tehillim, in the cipher, today's daily psalm, the Ayin, right, the Ayin Aleph psalm, his trust, beginning off with trust and truthfulness and trust, be'Elohim, in the true good, in the true God. First three verses, the Aleph, the Beit, the Gimel, the ABGs, the Aleph, the Beit, the Gimel. First three verses is trust, and I trust, be'Elohim. Dika Yahuwah Hasiti, Ale Bosha Le Olam, Dis Ilkateka Tas Ileni, Utifalteni, Hate Helai Azneka, We Hoshaini. Hayeli litzura ma'on, labo tamid aswita lehoshaini, kia salaiya uwa mesudati ata, ata, ata. In thee, the I, Yod-Hei, Weh-Hei, he who be, who he be, beka Yahuwah, 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 beka Yahuwah, in he who be, who he be. Hasiti, Hasiti, I've taken refuge. Hasiti, Bika Yehovah Hasiti, Alevosha Le'olam, let me never, Le'olam, let me never be ashamed. Alevosha Le'olam, let me never be ashamed. This section here is based upon XXXI, verses 1 to 3, the first three verses of Psalm 31. This section here in today's daily psalm, the Ayin Aleph, 71st Psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Let me never be ashamed in the eyes of the ill wishers, in the eyes of the subjective haters, of the haters. Let me never, ever, never let olam, never be put to shame in the eyes of the ill wishers through the prayer remaining unanswered. That's what he's saying here. Beginning off the prayer, and this is a prayer in old age, a prayer that's offered by an old man, and even the Ancient of Days, who has suffered, had to suffer so many trials, and is still undergoing hardship by relentless enemies. Because Yehovah Hasiti Alevosha Le'olam Be'ezkidakateka Tazeleini Utefalteni Hatehelai Azneka Wehoshieni. Deliver I in righteousness. Be'ezkidakateka in the eye righteousness, the eye, he who be who he be, in the eyes righteousness. Bit see the kateka, tats eleni, tats eleni. Deliver I, ooh, tifalteni, and rescue I, cause I to escape. Ooh, tifalteni, cause I and I to escape. Hatehelai, hateh. Elai, hatehelai azneka, wehoshaini. Incline, incline your ear to I. Hatehelai, hatehelai azneka. Incline azneka, the eye's ear. Hatehelai to I azneka, wehoshaini. And save I. In thy righteousness. Bit and see the kateka. Not in my righteousness, but in the eye's righteousness. And he who be who he be is divine majesty's righteousness. In the King of Kings Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the eye's righteousness, O he who be who he be. Being a righteous Elohim, true good, true God. He who be who he be, he supports the good. Good over evil. He supports the good when they are assailed by the wicked, when they are assailed by the ratchet. Thus he prays, and I pray, incline thine ear. Hatehelai, 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 hatehelai azneka, wehoshaini. Incline thine ear. We also have this in Psalm 31. In Psalm 31, the first three verses, we have this word sound. The Gimel verse, the third verse. Hayeli, 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 be thou to me, for me. Hayeli, Hayeli, O he who be who he be. Hayeli, Hayeli. Be for me, Lizur Ma'on, Lizur Ma'on. Be thou to I a sheltering rock, Lizur, Lizur Ma'on, for a rock of shelter. Labo Tamid Suita Lehoshaini, whereto I may continually, itinually resort, which thou hast appointed to save me, for thou art my rock, the I be my rock and my fortress. Kia Sala'i, Ua Mitsudati Ata, Ua Mitsudati Ata, the I, speaking to he who be you, the I, you, you, the I are I rock and I fortress, a sheltering rock. Heya, heya. Haya, right? That haya, that haye, hayeli, 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 be thou, he who be who he be, hayeli, be thou for me, lisur ma'on, lisur ma'on, sheltering rock, sur ma'on, a rock of habitation, ma'on, the ma'on, the ma'on, a rock in which to shelter, in which shelter can be found. In the 31st Psalm, right about the verse 3, the reading is a rock of refuge, a ma'oz. We have ma'oz in the 31st Psalm where this first section is based upon. The writer may have deliberately adopted ma'on, the ma'on, from the phrase l'tzura ma'on, influenced by the phraseology that we have in the 90th, right, the XC Psalm at the first verse, where it reads, Adonai, Adonai, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place, ma'on, ma'on, in all generations. The I has been our ma'on, ma'on, dwelling place in all generations. It's interesting observing the rock, the rock. Yes, observing the rock, observing the word, the spirit of the word, right? The spirit of the word that we have right here. Continually a rock that you have commanded. This phrase here says, whereto be thou to me. Heye, or haye, or haye, 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 hayehli, hayehli from the Yod Hey Wehe, hayehli, be the I for me, haye, haye, right, the haye or the haye, the haye, the hayehli, be thou for me, l'tzura ma'on, l'avota mi, l'tzuita, l'hosheini. That part there which says, where to, where I may continually, itinually, all the time, labo, go, tamid, always, sarita, 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 which the eye has appointed, the eye has commanded, sarita, sarita, the rock that you have appointed. The rock which you have commanded, le hoshi'eini, for my Yeshua, hoshi'eini, for my Yasha, for my Yeshua, hoshi'eini, the rock which you have commanded, that rock that you have commanded for me to go to, la bo ta mi tsuita le hoshi'eini, ki salai, ki sali, ki sali, salai, salai. The Selah rock, that's a Selah rock. We have more on that in Psalm XV, I, and 3. Psalm 18, round about the third verse, the rock, my rock, Salai, Kia Salai, Ua Mitsudati Ata, U Mitsudati Ata, the IB, my rock in the word order is my rock, Salai, U and Mitsudati, and my refuge, my Masada, Mitsuda, Mitsuda, Masada, Mitsudati, and my fortress, Ata, 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 the I, male, speaking to he who be, we be, directly. So this right here is the opening verses right here. Now picking up with verses 4 to 13 after a little Selah, Selah, Selah moment, brothers and sisters, to reflect. On the opening trust, the trust Be'er Elohim, this old man, the ancient, even the ancient of days, prayer in old age, 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 old age.
Surrounding, here in joy abounding. Let me hide myself in thee. down more than 10, but look, we're still around.
From mountaintops, north to range to dry to range. I give life to I the same. As it God and Jah reside, blessing from the end of my strength to flow, and you will grow. Only feel if you really know. Meditate and feed yourself. As it's all like bird magnets, so man is scattered like ashes. Ankle bread, keep my strong fit. Where the cry of foul and flesh. Be the dead and become death. This love for sight and goes for breath. Not just for fall to the ground. Catch our words and crave no sound. Keep system basic bound. Vitality is in his verbs. Ordinance is I observe. Strength and praises he deserves. Like a book, he reads your nerves. Consecrated Nazarite. Feeding power like a tree sunlight. Oh, take a breath, the rope was tight. Oh, we got a fire and beyond the trod. There they defy the army of the living God. Jah clear the road, Jah takes my load. Jah lights the streets tonight and then he takes us home. Like Moses strike the rock, rush the rest and not just drop. Hit the stone and channel pop. When to feel from mountain top. No terrain too dry to rain. I'll bring life to I the same. There's a God in Jah resides, rushing from the inner mind. Drink the flow and you will grow. Only feel if you really know. Meditate and feed yourself and gather thought like bird make nest. Mine is scattered like ashes. Angel bread keep by strong fish. Where the cry of fallen fish. Eat the dead and become dead. It goes for sight and breath. Not just for fall to the ground. Eat Jah words, no bad sound crave. King's system got a base hit pound. Vitality of verbs. Ordinances I observe. Thanks and praises he deserve. Like a book, he reads your nerves. Consecrated Nazarite. Eating power like sunlight. Take off chain and soul is light. Keep a breath that rope is tight. Oh, we got the fire and we on the trot. Yeah, they defy the army of the living God. Jah clear the road. Jah holds my load. Jah lights the streets at night and he is take a home.
Thank you. Jack Star, let her rock. My faith looks up to thee, O Lama of Calvary. Now hear me when I pray, wash all my guilt away. My hope is on nothing less than your love and the righteousness. Ye soldiers of Jah's cross, we must not suffer loss. On Jah's solid rock I stand, oh yeah. All other ground is sinking sand, yes. On Jah's solid rock I stand, yeah. Oh, oh. All other ground is sinking sand, yeah. His righteousness alone, faultless before his throne. His army he shall lead until he's Lord indeed. Trust in his strength alone, yeah. Dare not trust your own. To us he is made known. Redeem us for his own. On Jah's solid rock I stand. Oh yeah. All on the ground is sinking sand, yeah. Foolish men build his house on sand, yeah. And so he suffers in a Babylon, yeah.
Not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb, thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth, for mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help.
Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who hast done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? Thou, which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded. For they are brought unto shame, are brought unto shame, are brought unto
shame. advice to all. Is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on hand. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
They can't keep a good man down. Always keep a smile when they want me to frown. Keep the vibes and I stood my ground. They will never ever take my crown. Oh, Jah bless, I say no man curse. Things getting better when they thought it would be worse. Here comes the officers asking for a search. They found no weapon, just only a dropper.
All right, shalom, shalom, chaverim. Let's get started. Okay, let's get started right here. All right, shalom, shalom, chaverim. Let's do a brief vlog. All right, so this is going to be a brief vlog, a video log, a vlog on today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Malachi, Malachi Zedek, or Melchizedek, Melchizedek. And today's daily psalm, in Psalm 71, all right, according to the royal order, the Rastafari order, if you want to get the order of the daily psalms from the ancient Judeo-Christian King's Highway. We, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, is on the RastafariFoundation.org, daily psalms. You get the reading and the order right there. So for today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 71. Now, Psalm 71, or the Ayin, what we call the Ayin Aleph. The Ayin Aleph. The Ayin Aleph is the Hebrew way of, in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Sefer, the book of the Psalms, Tehillim, they're like, in the Amharic we say Elulta, right, the Elulta, but, you know, that's the exaltation of praises, but here we have a prayer in old age, and this psalm, Psalm 71, it does not have any superscription. Right, no superscription heads this psalm. Usually it would say either Mizmor, Lamna Tseach, Lemezamaran Aleka in the HSV, in the Authorized Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, in the Hebrew, Lamna Tseach, or Mizmor, Mezmor Dawid, the Psalm of David, or some other information would be there, you know, whether upon a particular sort of instrumentality, you know, that little fine print that's above the first verse in the Better Bibles, the KJV and other Better Bibles there. But this psalm, the LXXI, the 71st psalm, LXXI, or the Ayin Aleph, Ayin Aleph, 71st psalm, it seems a prayer, the theme is a prayer in old age. And as I went through it, I recall something that I had read in, it's the Emperor, right, the Emperor book, right, there's the Emperor book. I know some might not check for it, but we do, and we can go into that a little bit more. There's some more vids that we had did on the Rudyard Kapuscinski book, and I know some of the royalists and the monarchists, they have been led to be against the book and say the book is just make up by Rudyard Kapuscinski, but we verify that a lot of the information in this particular document is right and exact, as it's a compilation of various Ethiopians, right, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know, bearing witness to what they beheld of His Majesty, especially in the latter part of the visitation. Now, those who have been, you know, following the vids and the reasonings should at least have a good or basic idea, you know, that we are Rastafari, and how we receive, you know, like that revelation of His Majesty is different than, you know, certain Ethiopians who are the
careless Ethiopians. Rastaman speak about the careless Ethiopians, but this extends to also the children of Israel and those Israelites that ain't right. But right here we're speaking of a prayer in old age, right? A prayer in old age. So the superscription is lacking to this today's song. And it lacks all clues, it said, of authorship. We can say that it's Lid Dawid or of David, but there is not that Lid Dawid or yet Dawid Mezmur, right? It's a prayer offered by an old man, right? Today's daily psalm is a prayer offered by an old man, right? Even the ancient, right? The ancient Atik HaYomim, even the ancient of days, the old man, an old man. What do they say about Gormawi Chanhu and Gormawi Negus Neges? How did they express their ingratitude, their ungraciousness? This is where and why we have Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 12, where it says, "Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword." What is the sword of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, of Yahweh? What's the sword of Egazi Abihir, the sustainer, the good father, the generous father? Egazi Abihir, the Khair, the good, the generous Ab. His sword is the word. Even the word of Elohim. So we have today's psalm, a prayer in old age. Now, we went through this psalm already, you know, and looking forward even to the upper room of Zion. I'm not too sure, you know, because I and I brother is hosting, you know, tonight's broadcast. Also check out his website, therastafarirenaissance.com, and support the co-laborers, brothers and sisters, for more at rastafarigroundation.com.
Yes, slicker, a little technical right here.
All right, shalom, Chavarim. Let's get started.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's get started right here. All right, shalom, Chavarim. Let's do a brief vlog. All right, so this is going to be a brief vlog, a video log, a vlog on today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Malachi El Tzedek, or Melchizedek, Melchizedek. And today's daily psalm is Psalm 71, right, according to the royal order, the Rastafari order, if you want to get the order of the daily psalms from the ancient Judeo-Christian King's Highway. We, the black Jews, are the line of the tribe of Judah. It's on the RastafariGroundation.org, daily psalms. You get the reading and the order right there. So for today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 71. Now, Psalm 71, or the Ayin, what we call the Ayin Aleph, the Ayin Aleph. The Ayin Aleph is the Hebrew way of, in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Sefer, the book of the Psalms, Tehillim, they're like, in the Amharic we say Elilta, right, the Elilta, but, you know, that's the exaltation of praises, but here we have a prayer in old age, and this psalm, Psalm 71, it does not have any superscription, right? No superscription heads this psalm. Usually it would say either Mizmor, Lamna Tzeach, Lemezamaran Aleka in the HSV, in the Authorized Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, in the Hebrew, Lamna Tzeach, or Mizmor, Mezmor Dawid, the Psalm of David, or some other information would be there, you know, whether upon a particular sort of instrumentality, you know, that little fine print that's above the first verse in the better Bibles, the KJV and other better Bibles there. But this psalm, the LXXI, the 71st psalm, LXXI, or the Ayin Aleph, Ayin Aleph, 71st psalm, its theme is a prayer. The theme is a prayer in old age. And as I went through it, I recall something that I had read in, it's the Emperor, right, the Emperor book, right, there's the Emperor book. I know some might not check for it, but we do, and we can go into that a little bit more. There's some more vids that we had did on the Rudyard Kapuscinski book, and I know some of the royalists and the monarchists, they have been led to be against the book and say that the book is just make up by Rudyard Kapuscinski, but we verify that a lot of the information in this particular document is right and exact, as it's a compilation of various Ethiopians, right, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know, bearing witness to what they beheld of His Majesty, especially in the latter part of the visitation. Now, those who have been, you know, following the vids and the reasonings should at least have a good or basic idea, you know, that we are Rastafari and how we receive, you know, that revelation of His Majesty is different than, you know, certain
Ethiopians who are the careless Ethiopians. Rastaman speak about the careless Ethiopians, but this extends to also the children of Israel and those Israelites that ain't right. But right here we're speaking of a prayer in old age, right? A prayer in old age. So the superscription is lacking to this today's song. And it lacks all clues, it said, of authorship. We can say that it's Lid Dawid or of David, but there is not that Lid Dawid or yet Dawid Mezmur, right? It's a prayer offered by an old man, right? Today's daily psalm is a prayer offered by an old man, right? Even the ancient, right? The ancient Atik HaYomim, even the ancient of days, the old man, an old man. What do they say about Gormawi Chanhu and Gormawi Negus Neges? How did they express their ingratitude, their ungraciousness? This is where and why we have Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 12, where it says, "Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword." What is the sword of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, of Yahweh? What's the sword of Egazi Abihir, the sustainer, the good father, the generous father? Egazi Abihir, the Khair, the good, the generous Ab. His sword is the word. Even the word of Elohim. So we have today's psalm, a prayer in old age. Now, we went through this psalm already, you know, and looking forward even to the upper room of Zion. Now, I'm not too sure, you know, because I and I, brother, is hosting, you know, tonight's broadcast. Also, check out his website, therastafarirenaissance.com, and support the co-laborers, brothers and sisters, for more at rastafarigroundation.org. At this time, another opportunity, hopefully, you know, because psalm also comes up again. We have the psalm for this day, and recording this as of the 8th, right? We have the 8th of November, right? The 8th of November, and then coming up again for the 11th of November. So we have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and for the Ehud, the first day in the new Shavua, the new Samin, next week coming up, right? We have it at the first day, 71. So it's twice in this Ethiopic, you could say, Hebrew time, right, according to the time, according to the order. So it's interesting, you know, in more ways than one. But let's just share a couple of first words right here. This is also the point to, we seek to have like audibles, or we're going to have like the audibles where we go through the Targum, the Tehillim, some of the breakdown in the Hebrew, right? And we're going from like the low degrees or the basic groundation degrees in the Hebrew, also the Koine in the Greek, but also referring to the HSV, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, Mr. 5x5, Kedamawi Haile Selassie. So in today's daily psalm, as you were going through the psalm and the Hebrew, the biblical Hebrew, you know, the word sound, the word, the Hebraic word sound bites, as it were, and as it be, and also the Targum, the interpretation, more and more was coming out and reminded me of what that book by Rizyard Kapuscinski and the emperor, you know, said towards the latter part of the book, how it was just him and a faithful servant, right? Him and one of his faithful servants were left alone, right, in the palace, after all had forsaken, right? I think this is the servant right here. I'm not too sure if that's him right there over in the corner. I need to get his name. Really, really need to get his name, right? So today's daily psalm, right, as we take a look in the book, today's daily psalm, let's go through some of the, right, some of the word pick that we have right here. Where shall we begin off? Just to show one's the connection, right, the old man. You know, what they said, the careless Ethiopians said about the old man. You know, and even if one's had differences, and let's just say for the sake of argument, say something they didn't like that he was doing, he's getting old and they want him to step down and rah, 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 rah. But they're ingratitude. And the psalm brings this out so clearly. It was him and that faithful servant, right? I really think it was this brother right here, right? Need to get his name. And that faithful servant that were left alone in the palace, right, left alone in the palace, and how they read psalms. I hope I can find that portion right here. And looking at this prayer, I'm actually looking up right here, this prayer in old age, right, this prayer in old age. And I think it was September, it was a leap year, so it was September 11th was the eve, right, September 11th. So we can find this section right here and share a little bit of it, because it all really came together. Let's see, are we here? Okay, here we go. That night, September 11th, the servant and his master, two old men in an abandoned palace, right? We call it the Heikal. You know what the Heikal is? The palace, as Shlomo Solomon, Negus Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon said, I think it's in the probably Chronicles, maybe Kings is there, where it says that the palace is not a place, you know, for men, it's a place for God, the palace or the house of the king, the house of the government. So we have this here in page 161 concerning what is called the collapse. The collapse and informant name, or not name, but whose name is abbreviated LM, on page 161 of the book called The Emperor, we're connecting this with today's daily psalm. I'm going to call this probably Haile Selassie's Prayer in Old Age. Refers just to set up the context right here, referring to the book by compiled by Rudyard Kapuscinski from many different anonymous Ethiopians giving their view on things, good, bad, and ugly. LM recalls that the officers came to the palace one day and announced that in the evening the television would show a film that HS, speaking of IHS or QHS, Karamawi Haile Selassie, Karamawi Chanhoy, Karamawi Negus Neges, His Imperial Majesty should watch. The valet passed on this information to the emperor, or more literally, Negus Neges, to the king of kings. And the monarch willingly agreed to fulfill the request of his army. In the evening, remember the army is the host in the Hebrew, when it says Jehovah Sabaoth of armies, and Sabaoth, that's Sava, and Sava, the army. In the evening, he sat down in his armchair in front of the television, and the program began. They were showing Jonathan Dimblebees, or Dimblebees, Dimblebees, D-I-M-B-L-E-B-Y's film, Ethiopia. Have you seen this film? If anyone has a copy, please send a copy to I and I. We'd like to review this film called Ethiopia, The Unknown Famine by Jonathan Dimblebee. Dimblebee, right? LM assures me that the emperor, Negus Neges, the king of kings, weep not, behold, the king of kings watched the film to the end and then became lost in thought. That night, which was September 11th, because when the godless and creeping coup against the divine majesty Karamawi Haile Selassie occurred, it was a leap year. Usually, Ethiopia's New Year, as ones and ones should know, is September 11th, yes? 9-11, September 11th. But that's for 3 out of the 4 years. So every fourth year, there's a leap year, and this happened to be the leap year. So that night, September 11th, 9-11, the servant and his master, the servant and his master, two old men in an abandoned palace, did not sleep. Because it was New Year's Eve, Addis Ahmed, the Wazema, what's known as the Wazema, the eve of Addis Ahmed, or Inkutatash, as traditionally it might be called or referred to, according to the Ethiopian calendar, right? And it goes on to say right here, for this occasion, LM lit candles and chandeliers all through the palace. Right, all through the palace. Now, this is one era right here, but there was another era where it spoke about how another informant gave information, right, gave information right here about how they chanted psalms. Okay, I think it's right over here. It's right over here. Let me share this right here. This is on page 156. Right, and I'm giving ones watching the vlog this particular view right here, and we also need to get the servant's name. Right, who was this faithful servant? Right, especially in the last days, right, when he who be who he be, his divine majesty, in that visitation, the visitation of that Bar-Enosh, the Bar-Enosh, the Bar-Enosh, the son of man, right, that immortal, mortal son of man, what the prophecy of the Messiah, Yeshua HaMoshiach, says, right, we can go and refer to John chapter 16. But here, just to connect this thought right here, and then we get into some words on today's daily psalm. And there's a few other psalms, but this psalm really, the revelation really came so clear as we went through the kare, the chant, the intonation, the targum, you know, and the reasoning on today's daily psalm 71, Prayer in Old Age. So here we have LM. Right? I think LM, unfortunately, LM's story is chaotic. This is the part where Jonathan Dimblebee, you know, taking the various eyewitnesses and witnesses who agreed to testify anonymously. So throughout it, you have just abbreviations of the name, right? Abbreviations of the name. So here it says, should we read this part? I think we probably should. So it says, okay, LM says this right here. So we're going to page 155. LM. This is how his name is abbreviated, L and M. Right, L and M. Right. It says, this, my gracious sir, was when they were taking away the last of the dignitaries, inviting the gentlemen to the trucks. An officer tells me to remain with His Venerable Majesty and perform all the services I had always performed. Having said this, he drove away. Immediately, I made for the Supreme Office to lend my ear to the will of His Omnipotent Highness. I found no one in the office. I was walking through the corridors, wondering where my Lord Gotabaya had gone, when I discovered him standing in the main reception gallery, watching the soldiers of his guard loading their backpacks and duffel bags and readying themselves to leave. How can this be, I think? They are all going, leaving His Majesty unprotected in a town full of thieves, laborers, thieves, and unrest. So I go up to them and ask, quote, "And you, my gracious sirs, are you leaving like this altogether?" Note the word altogether. Altogether? Question mark. Altogether. Note the word altogether. Altogether, they answer. But the sentry at the gates stays so that if some dignitary tries to sneak into the palace, the Beit HaMikdash, the palace, they'll capture him. End quote. His Venerable Majesty is standing, watching, not saying a word. Then they bow to His Majesty, to Gurmawi John Hoy, to Gurmawi Ngusnagas, and leave with their bundles. And His Most Reverent Majesty looks on in silence as they go. And in silence, he returns to his chambers. Now, this is concerning the last days of that hour, right? That hour, you know, an hour. A day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. And so how long is an hour? You'll find that the hour is almost exactly the age, they say, of His Venerable Majesty during that visitation. Christ in His second advent, in the second adventure. Right? Christ in His kingly character. I was going to prove this right here, at least with this prayer right here. Now, the brothers and sisters know, but I know some others might be watching this and, you know, might be saying, whoa. But please have patience to give ear and then to follow up and, you know, check it out for yourself. Right? Okay, so here we're going to this page right here. So that was one page right here. And then it says, unfortunately, LM's story is chaotic. So now after giving LM's testimony, we have in Rudyard Kapuscinski's The Emperor book, on page 156, he says here, it's italicized here, so we can see where he is saying this is what the various different anonymous informants, their testimonies, and then he would kind of give filler, you know, as to what his thoughts or ideas or so forth and so on are. So here's what Rudyard Kapuscinski is saying, right, concerning LM's story or his testimony. He says that LM's story is chaotic. I didn't really find it to be chaotic. It seemed to be straightforward right there, right? The old man cannot turn his images, his experiences, and his expressions into a coherent entity. Quote, "Please try to remember more details, Father," end quote, urges Tefera Gebrewold. So this means that Tefera Gebrewold, right, we have one name person here, right? And then here, open parentheses, he called L.M. Father because of his age, not of kinship, you know, out of respect, and that's it. Abit, you know, as a sign of endearment, as the Bible says, you know, the older men, you know, as fathers, and the older women as mothers, and the younger men as brothers, and the younger sisters, or younger women as sisters, right? So he goes on to say, so LM remembers the following scene. Now, I'm thinking that LM might be this servant here, might be the servant that we see right here, right, the servant. Right, one of the two, right? These old men in the prayer, right? In old age, especially Psalm, today's daily Psalm, Psalm 71. It brings out so much rhema, right? So for us, of the new name, the living name, that new name, Rastafari, those of I and I, the King's children, right? The children of Zion, the children of the King, even the King of Kings. So he remembers this. LM remembers this. One day, he found the emperor standing in a chamber, looking out the window. He came closer and also looked out the window and saw cows grazing in the palace garden. Someone must have told herdsmen that the emperor, Ngusinagas, the King of Kings, is no longer important and that everyone can share his property or at least the palace grass. This is what we have here, right? Now, the emperor, they like to say emperor a lot. In the German writings, they call him Kaiser. Kaiser, which is another way to say Caesar. But really, Kaiser in this sense, you know, that's in the European language, but in the Amharic, Negus Negus is the phrase. Negus Negus, the King of Kings. The King of Kings now devoted himself to long hours of meditation. Right? And then there's an open parenthesis here. It says, quote, in this, the Hindus once gave him instructions, ordering him to stand on one leg, forbidding him to breathe, and making him close his eyes, end quote. They're like giving somebody's statement, so forth and so on. But then we also have Tekla Hymeno, who also stood on one leg, and this is before the Hindus or whatnot like that. So there are certain principles that we find to be universal. But let's go on. Immobile, he would meditate for hours in his office. At least the valet thinks he meditated. Now, here's where Rudyard Kapuscinski throws in his comment. He says, perhaps he dozed, right? Okay. Da-dun-dun. Let's go on. LM did not dare to disturb him. The rainy season wore on, and look what time we're in right now, brothers and sisters. You know, in this time right here where we have Psalm 71, Psalm 71 is the psalm for November 8th, according to the Western Gentile, the equivalent of it, and for November 11th. We have Psalm 71. Let's just take note, and this is the rainy season. We're in this time, you know, where it's called like the winter time, the rainy season, right? Remember, it was September what? September, we had, what, September. It's in September. We have September 11th, right, the eve of September 12th, right? And the godless and creeping coup occurred on a leap year. Go figure, right? So the rainy season wore on. It rained for days on end. Trees stood in water. Right, during this time and during this particular season. Mornings were foggy and nights cold. HS, for Haile Selassie, or IHS, right, or QHS, Katamari Haile Selassie, he still wore his uniform over which he would throw a warm woolen cape. They got up as they had in the old days, as they had for years, at daybreak, and they went to the palace chapel. Selassie I is the chapel. They went to the chapel, the palace chapel, where each day LM, right, that faithful servant, read aloud different verses from the Mizmore, right, the Mezmore Dawid, right, from Dawid Mizmor, from the Psalms of David, the Book of Psalms. They have a quote here. Lord, Avirtu, Adonai, how they are increased that trouble me. How many are they that rise up against me, quote, end quote. Another quote, hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not, end quote, as well as, quote, be not far from I, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Afterward, Katamari Haile Selassie, HS, would go to his office and sit down at his desk, on which more than a dozen telephones were perched, all of them silent. This reminds me of the psalm from the other day that we also went into in Ministry Monday in this season, Psalm 109. Psalm 109, very, very interesting psalm. That was for the fifth. So we look at Psalm 109, Psalm 102, Psalm 23, and today's daily psalm, Psalm 71. In the New Light Psalm, we have Psalm 9, 63, and then once again to today's daily psalm, Psalm 71. Right, the prayer in old age. Remember how the Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christos, he prayed in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Breath to the Father. So the Father, Abino Melkeno, to the Son. Right? To the Son. Right? The Father and Son is one. So we have this kind of interesting scene that we have right here. Right? Even in this well known still. Right, this well-known still right here. So all of his friends, the acquaintances, right, it says that you have cast into darkness. Well, Psalm 109. 109 has those verses there. Right? I would like for the Habarim, the Rastafari Hasidim, you know, and I and the Yeshiva here and there and on the ear, to actually, I did say, come, make us reason on this. It's very, very interesting. Right? Perhaps the reason why all of the phones were silent, some say that they could have been cut off. LM would sit by the door, waiting for the bell to ring, summoning him to receive orders from his monarch, from Abinu Melkeinu. So we have this. This is what psalm going through today's daily psalm, Psalm 71, prayer in old age, right? A prayer in old age is a prayer offered by an old man. Remember the Ancient of Days prophecy in Daniel, the Ancient of Days. Right, as his majesty says, and as the word says, I've been young and now I am old. You know what I mean? In other words, Yahweh, he who be who he be, right? In that tabernacle of David, that tabernacle of David, right? Fulfilling that experience, that will, right? As it says in the word, it says that the throne of David is the throne of Jehovah, of Yahweh, Yahuwah, right? The throne of Hashem. So that means that Hashem would sit on that throne. And even the Messiah directly is speaking of the second advent, which most Christians, especially in the Western Gentile Christianities, right, the Western whitewashed Christianities, have it completely 180 degree wrong. What they've been telling you about a great God will come from the sky, take away everything, and make everybody feel high if you know what life is worth. It just says you come as a thief in the night, right? As a thief. Isn't it ironic? Right? There's the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, Hashalush, Hakadosh, Yahuwah, Ahad. Let's kedusa, shalase, have a sense of humor if you can receive it. Right? Come as a thief in the night. And what do they call? Right? His generous, benevolent, his giving majesty, that ingratitude. And what do they say? When will the old man perish? Right? But who do you say that I am? But when will the old man perish? Right? And see, here is what they call the arrest, at the time of the arrest. Right? See that VW right there, that Volkswagen. Right, that Volkswagen. Now here's where it's an interesting kind of the V, the Vav, and the 666 on a certain level if you can receive it. Right? But here we go right here, and let's bring up this I trait right here. Just going through some of the I traits right here. Right? As we seek to, you know, make that case. Read in the Bible. Find it in the Bible. Right? Yes, I, Rastafari, the old man. When will the old man, you know, when will he perish? You know, the ratchet things that they said concerning his divine majesty, you know? So that prayer offered by an old man who had to suffer many trials and still is undergoing hardships from relentless enemies. His confidence is in the true good, the true God, and the victory of good, the Yeshua. Yeshua is victory in Hebrew. Yeshua. In the victory of good over evil. The victory of the good, to whom he addresses his petition. So as the Son, the Bein Elohim, while on earth, spoke to the Father, Sheba Shemaim, so the Father, our Father, Abino Melkeno, speaking to the Son. Now some say the speaker may have been David, Dawid. Some think of the speaker in today's Daily Psalm 71 to actually be Jeremiah. That is a personal note that predominates, but at times his thoughts turn to the needs of the people. What did his majesty say? Right? Concerning the whole abdication, stepping down, there's a lot of rumors out there, you know. But he said, if the revolution is good for the people, the aviot, he taught them aviot, but if the aviot is good for the people, then I am for the revolution. So at those times, his thoughts turn to the needs of Amo, the needs of Hizbu, his people, of Jah people. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians to me, O children of Yisrael, O children of Israel? But still, there's a lot of careless Ethiopians, right? And there's a lot of Israelites who ain't right, right? Now, they said whoever he was, in the Sefer Tehillim, the notes right here, the introductory notes, he was familiar with other psalms. And he draws upon them to voice, to invoke, right, his sentiment and his feelings, his inner feelings and perception. Yet his prayer, this prayer that we have right here, Psalm 71, the prayer in old age and applying it, right, to Abinu Melkeinu, right, applying it to the Ancient of Days, that same one that would renew and restore that kingdom which would not be given over to another people. This is what his majesty stops, according to even the prophecy we have in Ethiopic Enoch, Netzaphah Enoch, concerning the first advent, which we have fulfilled, even in the New Testament, in the person of the Bein Elohim Chayim, the Son of the Living Power, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Getach, and Jesus Christ. And also we have the second advent. The second advent, we would have that man, even that mortal man, but yet more than man. And this is where the terminology of the Son of Man, the Son of Man, right? How is God, God the Son, right? Son of Man? Think about it. He made man in his image, created man in his image after his likeness. So the prayer, it possesses a singular beauty. It's a beauty to today's daily psalm, my brothers and sisters. And going through it, as we already mentioned, I think there's like three parts, you know, so we can take it in that bite-sized Hebrew word sound, that word sound bites right there. It possesses a singular beauty and a tenderness all its own. We'd like to highlight some of the areas, especially verse 20. Especially verse 20. Let me just point it out right there. Especially verse 20 for the Hebraicisms of it all. All right, so stay tuned, brothers and sisters. Just a couple of first words, you know, a couple of first words right here. All right, the prayer in old age, today's daily psalm. So this is like kind of an introduction to what we call Haile Selassie's prayer, right, his prayer in old age. Psalm 71, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, according to the Rastafari order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Malachi and Tzedek, after the order of Melchizedek, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king. Weep not, behold, the line of the tribe Judah, the root of David, as revealed. So open the book, loose the seven seals thereof. Weep not, behold, Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom to the Chassidim. Leshem Yeshua. HaMoshiach. 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 HaMoshiach.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel men. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who hast done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? Thou, which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame, are brought unto shame, are brought unto shame. My seat, 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 my seat.
The
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine, thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commands, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law, and the following is said. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad, Echad. The reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, he who be, we be our Elohim. He who be, we be, Yahweh, is one. The reader and the congregation then say, Achad hu Eloheinu gadol, Adoneinu kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni I. Holy kadosh, kadosh is his name, kadosh, holy. And dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu layawah iti hua ne romema shemo. Yachdau, magnify he who be, we be, with me. Gadlu layawah iti. And let us make I and I exalt his name together, together. Ua ne rome ma shemo yachdau, yachdau, yachdau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine, thine, leka Yahuwah. Thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahuwah, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as Arosh, as Aras, over all. Exalt ye, Yah, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who holy is he? Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy, ki kadosh, Yahuwah Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy and Ila, praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He hath created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with his desire and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect him, and of all the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Ila amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written, sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol ye, extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah, Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written, for they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver, I live, I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. grant us, grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, our deliverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk, and the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe, all of you, greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here, the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he who in his holiness, in his islandness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amor Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amor, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amor, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, Ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation, aggregation, is repeated. And the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah, blessed art thou, O he who be, who he be, Notein ha'Torah, who giveth the Torah, who giveth the Torah, law, 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 giveth the
Blessings of the Torah, before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvarach. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarach. Leolam Vayet. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim. Benutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh Notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Giver of the Torah.
Joy by thy light, 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 humble lion, I have to forward and reach a mount lion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you not read up your Bible. Joy is in our life.
Parashat Haye Sara, Perek Kaf Gimal. ויהיו חיי שרה 100 שנה ו20 שנה ו7 שנים. שני חיי שרה, חיי שרה, חיי שרה, חיי שרה, חיי שרה, חיי שרה.
Chapter 23. And Sarah was 127 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kirjath Arba, the same as Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his dead and spake unto the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying unto him, Hear us, my lord. Thou art a mighty prince among us. In the choice of our sepulchres bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth. And he communed with them, saying, If it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me, and entreat for me to Ephron the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he hath, which is in the end of his field. For as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for a possession of a burying place amongst you. And Ephron dwelt among the children of Heth. And Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the children of Heth, even of all that went in at the gate of his city, saying, Nay, my lord, hear me. The field give I thee, and the cave that is therein I give it thee. In the presence of the sons of my people give I it thee. Bury thy dead. And Abraham bowed down himself before the people of the land. And he spake unto Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, saying, But if thou wilt give it, I pray thee hear me. I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying unto him, My lord, hearken unto me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead. And Abraham hearkened unto Ephron, and Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver, which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchant. The field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field and the cave which was therein, and all the trees that were in the field, that were in all the borders round about, were made sure unto Abraham for a possession in the presence of the children of Heth, before all that went in at the gate of his city. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah his wife in the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre, the same as Hebron in the land of Canaan.
and the field and the cave that is therein were made sure unto Abraham for a possession of a burying place by the sons of Heth. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. In the beginning, in the beginning, he, in the beginning, he, and hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael. Sini Ethiopia hoy, Sini ye, Jerusalem, and be ye here for the fifth Rastafari sabbatical, strong here for this Torah portion, reading and feeding here for the Rishon Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis chapter 23. Here, Shema Yisrael, for Yisrael, the Sefer Bereshis, in the beginning, the Hebrew book known as Genesis chapter 23, for the Rishon Aliyah, for the first reading, the Rishon Aliyah, the first up offering, the Rishon Aliyah, the first offering up for this Shabbat, Chaye Sarah. Vayihyu Chaye Sarah, Me'ah Shana, Ve'asarim Shana, Ve'eshava'ah Shanim, Shnei Chaye Sarah. The death and burial of Sarah. And Sarah was 127 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. Vayihyu Chaye Sarah, Me'ah Shana, Ve'asarim Shana, Ve'eshava'ah Shanim, Shnei Chaye Sarah. And the life of Sarah was, Vayihyu Chaye Sarah, 127 years. Me'ah Shana, Ve'asarim Shana, Ve'eshava'ah Shanim. These were the years of the life of Sarah, Shnei Chaye Sarah. And Sarah died in Kiryat Arba, the same as Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his dead and spake to the Bnei Chet, to the sons of Chet, Lemor, saying, Gera ve'etoshava anoki, imakema tenua li, echuzata kevera imakem, ve'ekreba, ekreba meiti milafanai. I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Gera ve'etoshava anoki, imakem. Give me a possession of a burying place with you. Tenu li echuzata kevera imakem, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. Ve ekebra meiti milafanai. And the children of Heth, the sons of Heth, the Bnei Chet, and to Abraham, saying to him, Vaya'enu b'nei cheta et Avraham lemor lau, Shema'enu Adoni, Nesi Elohim, Ata b'tokeinu, B'mi b'chara, K'bareinu, K'vor et meitika isha mimenu, Et kirbo lo yikale mi maka mi kabura meitika. Hear us, my Lord, Shema'enu Adoni. Thou, the I, art a mighty prince amongst us, amongst I and I. Nisi Elohim, you are a prince of the true God. Nisi Elohim, ata be'atokeinu, in the choice of our sepulchres, bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the B'nai Chet, to the children of Cheth. And he communed with them, saying, if it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me and entreat for me, entreat for I to Ephron, the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he has, which is in the end of his field, for as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for a possession of a burying place amongst you. And Ephron dwelt among the B'nai Chet, the children of Heth, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the B'nai Chet, in the audience of the children of Heth, even of all that went in at the gates of his city, saying, nay, na, Adoni, hear me, hear I, the field give I thee, I, and the cave that is therein, I give it thee, I, in the presence of the sons of my people, give I it thee, I. In the presence of the sons of my people, give I it thee, bury thy dead. And Abraham bowed himself before the people of the land. And he spake to Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, saying, but if thou will give it, I pray that I hear me, hear I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying to him, Adoni, hearken to I. The land is worth 400 shekels of kesef, of silver. What is that betwixt I and the I? What is that betwixt I and I? Bury therefore thy dead. And Abraham hearkened to Ephron. And Abraham weighed to Ephron the kesef, the silver, which he had named in the audience of the sons of Chet, of Heth, 400 shekels of kesef, current money, with the merchant. And Shema Yisrael, hear, Yisrael, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second reading, the Sheni Aliyah, the second up offering up here for this Shabbat Chaye Sarah, Sabbath, the life of Sarah. Here, pick up the first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 23, here at verse 17, for the Sheni Aliyah. Vayakama Sedeh Ephron Asher Bamakapella Asher Lifneya Mamreya Ha Sadeh Wihama Ara Asher Bowa Wikola Ha Eitha Asher Basadeh Asher Bikola Gabulo Saviv. And the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field and the cave which was therein, and all the trees that were in the field, that were in all the borders round about, were made sure. Wayakam Sede Ephron Asher Ba Machpelah. And the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, by Machpelah, Asher Lifneya Mamre, which was before Mamre, the field and the cave, which was there in Hasadeh Wehama Ara, and all the trees that were in the field, Asher Bawa Wakol Ha Eita Asher Basadeh,
that were in the borders round about, in the borders round about. Asher basadeh asher b'kol ha'gavulo saviv were made sure, vayakam, to Abraham for a possession in the presence of the Bnei Chet, the children of Chet, before all that went in at the gate of his city. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah Ishto, Sarah his Isha, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre, the same as Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And the field and the cave that is therein were made sure to Abraham for a possession of a burying place by the Bnei Chet, by the sons, the children of Cheth. And here, picking up with this Shabbat Chaye Sarah, first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 24, a bride for Yitzhak, a bride for Isaac. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and Jehovah had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said to his eldest servant of Beito, of his bait, of his house, that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, I thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee I swear by Yahuwah, by Jehovah, the Elohim of Shemaim and the Elohim of Haaretz, of the earthly plain, that thou shalt not take a Isha, Eshet, an Oset to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell, but thou, the eye, shall go to my country and to my kindred and take a Isha, a Eshet, an Oset to my son Yitzhak. And the servant said to him, peradventure, perhaps, the woman, the Isha, the woman will not be willing to follow me, to follow I to this land. Must I needs bring thy son again to the land from whence and where thou camest? And Abraham said to him, beware, that thou, the I, bring not my son thither, there again. Yahuwah Elohei Shamaim, Jehovah the Elohim of heaven, who took I from my father's bait, my father's house, and from the land of my kindred, and who spake to I, and that swear to I, Lemor, saying, to thy seed, Zarika, will I give this land. He shall send Melacho, his angel, before the eye, and thou, the eye, shall take a Isha, Eshet, and Oset to my son from thence, from there. And if the woman, the Isha, will not be willing to follow thee, I then, thou shalt be clear from this, my oath. Only bring not Baini, my son, thither there again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swear to him concerning that matter.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Shalishi, Aliyah, and hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Shalishi, Aliyah, hear for this Shabbat Chaye Sarah, Sabbath, the life of Sarah, Senvet Yisaram Idmei. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Genesis, Genesis chapter 24, here at verse 10, for the Shalishi, here for the third Aliyah, the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third up offering, the third Aliyah offering up here for this Shabbat Chaye Sarah. Vayikach ha'eveda Sarah g'ralim amina maleya adonayu.
Why are you like we call out ooh Adonai the Yado why kama why are you like eta rama ne haraim illa ira nahora. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he rose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. Wayayikach ha'eveda isara g'malim mi g'male Adonaiyo. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master, Wayelek, and departed, Wayelek, with kolat uba Adonaiyo b'yado. For all the goods of his master were in his hand, b'yado. Wayakam, and he rose. Wayakam, and he rose. Wayeleka il Arama Naharaim, and went to Mesopotamia, went to Aram Naharaim, Naram of the two rivers. Wayeleka il Arama Naharaim il Ir Nahor, to the city. To the city of Nahor, and he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time, at the hour of the evening, even the time, the hour that women go out to draw water. And he said, Wayomar Yehovah Elohe Adoni Abraham Hakrena. Hakrena, Hakrena. And he said, oh, Yahweh, oh, Jehovah, the Elohim of Adoni, of my Lord, my Adon, Abraham, I pray thee, I send me, send I good speed this day, and shew kindness to Adoni Abraham, to my Adon, to Adoni Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let and make it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, I, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou that I has appointed for thy servant Yitzhak, for thy servant Yitzhak, Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou that I has shewed kindness to Adoni, to my master. And it shall come to pass, and it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebecca, came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Isha of Nahor, Abraham's ach, brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair, very beautiful, eyeful to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me make a, I pray that I drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, Adoni, drink, my Lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied the pitcher into the trough and ran again to the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace, to wit, whether Yahuwah, Jehovah, had made his journey prosperous or not. And the man wondering at her held his peace. La da'ata ha hitzal Yahuwah darko. To know whether Yahuwah Jehovah had made his journey, his way, his journey prosperous or not. La ta'at ha hitzaliyahi owa darko him lo. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, "Whose daughter art thou, the eye? Tell me, I pray the eye. Is there room in thy father's house, thy father's bait for us, for I and I, to lodge in?" And she said to him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, who she bare to Nahor." She said moreover to him, "We, I and I, have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in." And the man bowed down his head and worshipped Yahuwah and worshipped Jehovah. And hear, O Yisrael, Ethiopia, hoy, simi, ye, Joshna, my zinbi, simi, Ethiopia, Shema, Yisrael, hear, and hear for the Rabbi, hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering, fourth reading for this Shabbat, Chaye Sarah, Sabbath, the life of Sarah, hear for the Rabbi, the fourth reading, the fourth up offering, picking up with the first book of Moses, Genesis chapter 24, here at verse 27, for the Revi'i. Vayomer Baruki Hoa Elohe Adoni Avraham Asha Lo Azaba Hasado Wa emito me imadoni Hanokia Ba Derek Na Hani Hoa Beita Hey Adoni. And he said, "Blessed be Vayomer," and he said, "Baruki Hoa, blessed be Jehovah. Baruki Hoa Elohe Adoni Abraham, the Elohim of my Adon, Adoni Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master, Adoni, of his mercy and truth. Baruki Yehovah Elohe Adoni Avraham Asher Lo Azav Chasedo Awa Emito Me'im Adoni. I, Anoki, being in the way. Anoki Badarek Yehovah Jehovah led me, led I. Nahani Hoa Jehovah led I. Nahani Hoa Beita Eche Adoni. Jehovah led I to the bait, to the house of my master's brethren. Vayomer Baruki Yehova Elohe Adoni Avraham Asher Lo Azav Chasedo Vayemito Me'im Adoni Anoki Baderek Nahani Yehova Beita Eche Adoni. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. And Rebecca had an ox, had a brother, and Shemo, his name was Laban. And Laban, Laban, ran out to the man, to the well. And it came to pass when he saw the earring and bracelets upon his sister's hand, and when he heard the words of Rebecca, his sister, saying, "Thus, like this, spake the man to me, to I, that he came to the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, 'Come in, Thou, the I, blessed of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared habayit, the bait, the house, and room for the camels. And the man came into habayit, into the bait, into the house, and he ungirded his camels, and gave straw and provender for the camels, and water to wash his feet, and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meal before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have told mine errand. And he said, speak on. And he said, I, Abraham's servant, Yahuwah, Jehovah, hath blessed Adoni, my master, greatly, and he is become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses, and Sarah, my master's Isha, Eshet, Oset, bear a son to my master Adoni when she was old, and to him hath he given all that he hath. And Adoni, my master, made I swear, Lamor, saying, thou shalt not take a wife, a Isha, a Eshet, an Oset to my son, to Bini, of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. But thou shalt go to my father's bates, my father's house, and to my kindred, and take a Isha, a Eshet, an Oset, to Bini, to my son. And I said to Adoni, my master, peradventure, perhaps the woman, the Isha, will not follow me. And he said to Yahuwah, Jehovah, before whom I walk, before whom I tried, will send Malako, his angel, with thee, and prosper thy way. And thou, the I, shalt take a Isha, Eshet, Oset, for Bini, for my son, of my kindred, and of my father's bait, my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this, my oath, when thou comest to my kindred. And if they give not thee, one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And I came this day to the well and said, Yahuwah Elohei Adoni Abraham, Jehovah the Elohim of Adoni Abraham, my master, my Lord Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin, the damsel, cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, give me, I pray thy, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she say to her, both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy gemalim, thy camels. Let the same be the woman, the Isha, whom Jehovah hath appointed out for Adoni's ben. Adoni's bane, my master's son. And before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebecca came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down to the well and drew water. And I said to her, let me make a drink, I pray the I. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made her gemalim, the camels, drink also. And I asked her and said, whose daughter art thou, the I? And she said, the daughter of Betuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare to him. And I put earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down my head and worshiped Yahuwah, Jehovah, and bless Yahuwah, Elohei Adoni Abraham, and bless Jehovah, the Elohim of Adoni Abraham, the Elohim of my Lord Abraham, who had led me, led I, in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter to Beno, to his son. And now, if y'all will deal kindly and truly with Adoni, with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right or to the left. Then Laban, Laban and Betuel answered and said, The thing proceedeth from Yahuwah, from Jehovah. I cannot speak to thee, bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee, take her, and go and let her be thy master's son's Isha, Eshet, Oset, wife, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah hath spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped Yahuwah, Jehovah, bowing himself to the earth, 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 to the earth.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of
Israel? Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, Yisrael, hear, for the Chamishi, offering the fifth reading, the fifth aliyah here for this Shabbat Chaye Sarah, Sabbath life of Sarah. Here picking up the first book of Moses, and hear, Shema Yisrael, here, give ear, Yisrael, here, for the Chamishi, aliyah here for the fifth up offering, the fifth reading, the fifth aliyah here for this Shabbat Chaye Sarah, Sabbath life of Sarah. Here picking up the first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 24, here at verse 53, for the Chamishi aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth up offering here. Y'otzei ha'eveda kleya kesef. Ua kaleya zahaba, ua bi agadima, wayitena le aribka, ua migadanota natana le ahiha, ula imaha. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver. Wayotreya ha eveda kaleya kesef. And jewels of gold, ukaleya zahab, and raiment, uabikadim, and gave them to Rebekah, Wayitena li Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. U migadanota natana le achiha ula imaha. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the boker in the morning and said, Send I away to Adoni, to my master. And her brother and her mother said, Make the damsel abide with us, with I and I, a few days, at the least 10. After that she shall go. And he said to them, Hinder I not, seeing Jehovah hath prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to Adoni, I may go to my master. And they said, We will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah and said to her, Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, "Thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed, thy race, possess the gates of those which hate them." And Rebekah arose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man. And the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And Yitzhak, Isaac, came from the way of the well Lahaya Roi, for he dwelt in the Negev in the south country. And Yitzhak and Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, Hagmalim, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Yitzhak, Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said to the servant, "What man is this that walketh, that trotteth in the field to meet I and I? And the servant had said, "It is my master Adoni." Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Yitzhak Isaac all things that he had done. And Yitzhak and Isaac brought her into Imo, his mother Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became Eshto. She became Osato, his wife, and he loved her. And Yitzhak, Isaac, was comforted after Imol, after his mother's death. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Sheshi, the sixth aliyah, the sixth reading, the sixth up offering, here for this Shabbat Chayei Sarah, Sabbath, the life of Sarah. Here, picking up first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 25. Abraham weds Keturah. Why Yosef, Abraham? Why Yikach Isha, Ua Shemaha Keturah? Then again, Abraham took a wife. Why Yosef, Abraham? Why Yikach Isha? And her name, Ushmaha. And her name, Ushmaha Keturah. And her name was Keturah. And she bare him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua. And Jokshan begat Toshiba and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were Ashorim, and Letushim, and Leumim. And the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Hanok, and Abida, and Elda'a. All these were the children of Keturah. Yitzhak, Isaac, heir of all things. Verse 5. And Abraham gave all that he had to Yitzhak, to Isaac. But to the sons of the concubines who Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Yitzhak, Beno, Banao, from Isaac his son, while he yet lived, eastward to the east country. The death of Abraham. Verse 7. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived, and 75 years. Then Abraham gave up the ghost, and died in a good old age, an old man, and full of years, and was gathered to Ammo, his people, and his sons Yitzhak and Ishmael, Isaac and Ishmael, buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar, the Hittite, which is before Mamre, the field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Bnei Chet, the sons of Heth, There was Abraham buried, and Sarah, Ishto, Sarah, his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that Elohim blessed Baino, his son Benayo, Yitzhak, blessed his son Isaac. And Yitzhak, Isaac, dwelt by the well, La Hai Roi, 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 Roi,
Shema Yisrael,
are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, Yisrael, hear for the Shavi'i, the Shabi'i, hear for the seventh reading, the seventh up offering, seventh Aliyah, hear for this Shabbat. Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, Yisrael, hear for the Shavi'i, the Shabbi'i, hear for the Shabbi'i, hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, Yisrael, hear for the Shavi'i, the Shabbi'i, hear for the seventh reading, the seventh up offering, seventh Aliyah, hear for this Shabbat, Chaye Sarah, Sabbath life of Sarah. Senbet Yesaram Idme. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Genesis, Genesis chapter 25, here at verse 12, for the Shavi'i, for the seventh reading, the generations of Ishmael. With Eil Toldota Ishmael, Ben Abraham Asher Yalda, Hagara Ha Mitzarita, Shifahata Sarah Le Avraham. Now these are the generations of Ishmael. Ele Toldota Ishmael Ben Avraham, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Asher Yalda Hagar Ha Mitzarit, Hagar Hamitrit, the Kemetic, the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, Shifahat Sarah, bear to Abraham, Asher Yalda, Hagar Hamitrit, Shifahat Sarah, Le Abraham. And these are the names, and these are the names, the names of the sons, the names of the sons of Ishmael by their names according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nabayot, and Kedar, and Abdil, and Mibsam, and Mishma, and Duma, and Masa, Hadar, and Tema, Jetur, Nafish, and Kedema. Here for the Maftir, verse 16, here for the Maftir reading for this Shabbat, Chaye Sarah. Eile Heima Bnei Yishmael, Eile Shemotama Be'chata Rehem, Uva Tiarotama Shneim Asar Nesiim Le Uamotam. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names, their names, their names, their names, their names. Elohim b'nei Ishmael, these are the sons of Ishmael. Eleshmotam, and these are their names, by their towns and by their castles. B'hatzarehem u'b'tiarotam. 12 princes according to their nations. Shneim asara nesiim le umotam. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, and 137 years. And he gave up the ghosts and died, and was gathered to Amor, his people. And they dwelt from Havilah to Shur, that is, before Mitzrayim, before Egypt, before Kemet, as thou goest toward Assyria. And he died in the presence of all his brethren. Thus concludes the Torah portion reading for this Shabbat Chaye Sarah. Kabur le'alu, kabur le'dimtzu, kabur le'chaylu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kabur le'abatachin, le'negusachin, glory be to Abinu, Melkeinu, glory be to our Father, our King, glory be to Kedemawi, Chayla Selassie, the first power of the Trinity. Beshem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua HaMoshiach, yes I, Rastafari. Amen. Amen.
Lots of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land. There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land, in the promised land.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayeolam metei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, Notain HaTorah Sheila.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah bedibreihim haneamarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocher batorach u'moshe abdo u'beisrael ammo u'benebiei ha'emet watzelik. Blessed art thee, Adonai Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of 1 Kings, chapter 1, verses 1 to 31. Besama Ab, what will it make us a caduce? Hadullah. Dawid's declining strength. Now, the goose Dawid, King Dawid, was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat. Wherefore his servants said to him, let there be sought for my master, the king, a young virgin, and let her stand before the king, and let her cherish him, and let her lie in thy bosom, that my master, my king, may get heat. So they sought for a fair damsel throughout all the coast of Israel, and found Abishag, a Shunammite, and brought her to the king, to the Nagus. And the damsel was very fair, and cherished the king, and ministered to him, but the king knew her not. Then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I will be king, and he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, why hast thou done so? And he also was a very goodly man, and his mother bare him after Absalom. And he conferred with Joab, the son of Zariah, and with Abathar, the priest. And they, following Adonijah, helped him. But Zadok, the priest, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan, the prophet, and Shimei, and Rei, and the mighty men which belonged to David, were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah slew sheep and oxen and fat cattle by the stone of Zohelet, which is by Enrogel, and called all his brethren, the king's sons, and all the men of Yehuda, the king's servants. But Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah, and the mighty men, and Solomon his brother, he called not. Wherefore Nathan spake to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, Hast thou not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, doeth reign, and David, our master, Haggiah, Getachin, knoweth it not? Now therefore come, let me, I pray thee, give thee counsel that thou mayest save thine own life and the life of thy son Solomon. Go and get thee into the king David, and say to him, Didst not thou, my master, O king, swear to thine handmaid, saying, Assuredly, Solomon thy bane, thy son, shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. Why then doeth Adonijah reign? Behold, while you yet talketh there with the king, I also will come in after thee and confirm thy words. And Bathsheba went into the king, into the chamber, and the king was very old, and Abishag the Shunammite ministered to the king. And Bathsheba bowed and did audience to the king, and the king said, What wouldest thou? And she said to him, My master, my Gea, thou swearest by Yahweh thy Elohim, Buruku, to thine handmaiden, saying, Assuredly, Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. And now, behold, Adonijah reigneth, and now, my master, the king, thou knowest it not. And he hath slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and have called all the sons of the king, and Abathar the priest, and Joab the captain of the host, but Solomon thy servant have he not called. And thou, my master, O king, the eyes of all Israel are upon thee, that thou shouldest tell them who shall sit on the throne of my master the king after him. Otherwise it shall come to pass, when my master the king shall sleep with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon shall be counted offenders. And lo, while she had talked with the king, Nathan the prophet also came in. And they told the king, saying, Behold, Nathan the prophet. And when he was come in before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. And Nathan said, My master, O king, hast thou said Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne? For he has gone down this day, and have slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and have called all the king's sons and the captains of the host, and Abathar the priest, and behold, they eat and drink before him, and say, Elohim, save King Adonijah. But me, even me, thy servant, and Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and thy servant Solomon, have he not called? Is this thing done by my master the king, and thou hast not showed it to thy servant, who should sit on the throne of my master the king after him? Then King David, Nabuz David, answered and said, Call me Bathsheba. And she came to the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king sware and said, As Yahweh liveth, Buruku, that have redeemed my soul out of all distress, even as I swear to thee by Yahweh Elohim Zeisrael, Buruku, saying, As surely Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead, even so will I certainly do this day. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth, and did reverence to the king, and said, Let my master King David live forever. Amen. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. Kebo le kwalu, kebo le nimsu, kebo ketemawi, hide the flash, and the goose against the Ethiopia, Jara, Safari every time for Ava.
And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments, I decree these words I tell you by this day upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments, I decree.
Kadusa Hadukamla, elevated my chakra, Rumalak. We're living in the last days, Dana James ways. We had a right president, he was representing gays. Barack Obama didn't come from descended from slaves. Now how the fuck do we know how my nigga is raised? Man, you're better off hearing the praise. Yeah, remember the end of the days. Yeah. Too many people think about their money, man. They need to think about the promise of the Holy Land. The covenant, true Rastafari loving it. It's subliminal, left of the remnant. Call a criminal, death seems imminent. Life's 360, how you spinning it?
These words I tell you right straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments, I decree. These words I tell you right straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. Aliyot.
Hi, call me Louis. This is my spot. Louis spot.
I hope this don't get me into trouble. We've got enough trouble with Michael already. So, about 4 years ago, I met one guy from the kingdom of Swaziland, which is now called Eswatini. This guy is the last born to the ruling king, the now ruling king in Swaziland, King Mswati. He is also an energy channeler, but from the royal family, they take him as a mad person, so they just don't pay attention to him. He actually once visited Credo Mutwa.
Was that the young guy with the sort of dreadlocks or something?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly,
very switched on young man.
Exactly, that yeah. guy. He once came into Adam's calendar and shared a story with me that in the royal kingdom of Swaziland, there's actually a royal library there, which is not open to public. In the royal library, there's this old scroll that is just gathering dust there. It was given to his great-grandfather, King Sopusa I, by his friend, Haile Selassie from Ethiopia, as a birthday present to mm-hmm. King Mswati I, or Sopusa I. And that ancient scroll shows King Solomon's map from Ethiopia all the way to South Africa.
Ooh.
And Haile Selassie is actually a direct descendant of King Solomon, who always followed King Sheba. Queen Sheba from the Bible. That's what he shared to me. So I hope this information with the video goes viral. Get into trouble. That's about what I know about King Sheba's mind. So we have something that we can work on as long as we can get hold of that ancient scrolls, and then maybe we'll find some of King Solomon's mind and find more information with the ancient king's mind. Michael always says that perhaps King Solomon or Queen Sheba might have reopened the Anunnaki's mind and continue mining. We don't know. But let's get the first the scrolls, and then we'll look it from there.
Shimela, Shimela, Agarachin Jerusalem Dana.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Kavarim, Malcolm, and food. Blessed, beautifully good first day. Shavua Tov. Got a little bit more right here for the Haye Sara, beginning at the top of the Iowa right now. Shalom. Tune in.